Mr. Fakparusi emphasized the need for engineers to come up with innovative designs of infrastructure for provision of safe water for hand washing and sanitation with consideration for peculiarity of the Nigerian society. The commissioner, who is a guest lecturer at the Engineering Week, tagged the role of adequate water supply, sanitation, hygiene infrastructure in combating the spread of COVID-19 in Nigeria, urged government to rehabilitate existing water supply facilities as short-term response to COVID-19.
Access to safe water is a nexus to effective sanitation and hygiene. So it's important that government should invest more in ensuring that there is a universal access to safe water by the citizens.
Mr. Fakparusi maintained that easing of lockdown due to emergencies response implied that more people would need increasing access to wash hand in public places such as schools, business outfits, markets, among others. He promised the state government commitment to its ongoing water rehabilitation project for 100% of its population by the end of 2021. While delivering another lecture, director of the Federal Polytechnic Ado-Ekiti, Dr. Dayo Oladebeye, noted that water and sanitation have symbiotic relationship, as such could not be jettisoned if sound health, proper hygiene and coronavirus prevention would be achieved. Dr. Oladebeye expressed worry that millions of people globally were unable to practice frequent hand washing with soap and water, thereby increasing the risk of being susceptible to infectious diseases.
The health of the citizenry takes priority, hence the need for this hygiene infrastructure. And when they are in place, the citizens should use them.
He called on government to put in place sanitation and hygiene facilities to meet workers and patients' need in all health facilities to fight against the pandemic. On his part, the branch chairman of the Society of Engineers in the state, Dr. Olumide Ogundipe, added that the topic of the Engineering Week was carefully chosen, going by the effect of COVID-19 ravaging the world with its attendant negative impact on the economy. In Ado-Ekiti, Busuyi Ogidiolu, Radio Nigeria.